On Longwood University Week, there's a lot to consider when deciding whether to trust someone. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Blinko, associate professor of social psychology, explores three things that could give us answers.
How do we decide whom to trust? What do we do if we need to gain the trust of someone from a different group, someone who may have reason for distrust? My research explores the power of sacrificial actions for building trust and restoring broken trust, particularly in high-risk, cross-cultural situations like those found in combat and conflict zones. An off-sided model of trust formation suggests that when deciding whether and how much to trust someone, we consider three things about them: their integrity, a set of morals and ethics; their benevolence, the degree to which the person wants good things for us; and their abilities, the skills and characteristics at the person's disposal. Americans in particular use assessments of ability, whereas members of collectivistic cultures, such as those in Middle Eastern nations, emphasize benevolence and integrity. Unfortunately, in cross-cultural situations, especially conflict situations, there are often many reasons for one group of people to doubt the integrity and benevolence of the other group, thus hindering trust. Sacrificial action could be a powerful strategy for creating or restoring perceptions of integrity and benevolence. In one study, research participants were more likely to trust and support the work of a foreign official when he chose to work on an important community project without pay, a sacrifice, as opposed to working on the project as a result of a promotion. Making a purposeful sacrifice to jumpstart the trust-building process will carry risks, particularly in conflict settings. For example, if patrolling soldiers reduce the amount of body armor they wear or weaponry they carry, they are sacrificing personal safety. But their sacrifice can signal a willingness to trust in the civilian population. Research on the psychology of trust, in particular the role of sacrifice in trust building, could fundamentally alter the way that military personnel, NGO workers, and others approach relationship building in conflict environments.
That was Sarah Blinko of Longwood University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.